Welcome to the My Music Success Audio Boo channel. I'm Simon Adams, co-founder of MyMusicSuccess.com. Our mission at My Music Success is to help you as an independent artist, band or label find the best resources available to further your music career. For more great independent music business resources and to get hold of a copy of my new book, 101 Ways to Market Your Music on the Web, visit our website at www.MyMusicSuccess.com. Independent artists, the new music business, it's your business. As the new world of independent music progresses, artists are quickly realizing operating on their own without the support of a record company means that they are having to learn, implement or hire in a whole new range of specialist skills to get their music off the starting block. Releasing a track, whether it's on your own website or through a digital distributor, is very easy now, but it can also be fraught with pitfalls if you haven't approached it from a business perspective. My first advice to any artist who wants to succeed on their own is treat your music as your own startup business from the word go and operate everything as your own music production company. If you want to sustain a long independent career in music, this is the single most important piece of advice you'll ever get. When record labels sign a track, they will generally deal with things like registering your track with royalty collection agencies, clearing samples you may have used in your track, tracking down publishers to make sure any cover versions are attributed to the right songwriter, prepare marketing for the track, getting press and publicity and promoting it to radio and DJs to name just a few things. Artists now have the power to bypass the record label and release tracks themselves. However, the one thing that's absolutely critical to your success as an indie is also having the knowledge of the business areas of the music industry in some depth so you can avoid the legal pitfalls. The repercussions of putting out a track with an uncleared sample or not registering the publisher of a cover song, even for promotional purposes and yes, even on your most MySpace page, could wipe out your track for good. Rights owners and record labels will, and do, go after independent labels and regularly ask sites like iTunes, MySpace and YouTube to take down copyright infringements, and not only are you fighting a battle, you may also be sued for the infringement you have already carried out. And no, they won't take ignorance as a defence. As it's your business, the risk sits wholly with you, no one else. To support your music, educate yourself on the areas of the music business you feel you're weakest in. Perhaps it's legal, financial or marketing, and make sure you get good advice and partnerships for your new record business. If there is something that no matter how many books and articles you read on a subject you still find baffling or downright boring, then outsource it. Yes, it will cost you money to pay for someone to do it for you, but the investment will pay off in the long term. And you'll get better results by contracting someone in who's passionate about their specialist skills. In the world of virtual working, you can also choose your supplier carefully to get the most cost-effective partner. By taking on board that by releasing your music you're in fact starting a business, you'll set yourself a firm footing for its success. And by taking the decision to fully commit to treating your music as a professional product, you'll find that making it a success will be a much more painless and easier process. For more great independent music business resources and to get hold of a copy of my new book, 101 Ways to Market Your Music on the Web, visit our website at www.mymusicsuccess.com.